This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I am broadcasting to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He is live from New York City, and we are here with you. Wherever the hell you at, shout outs to my friends in Oregon. Shout outs to my friends in Kansas. Shout outs to my folks in Miami. Shout outs to my folks in, I don't know, California. Man, I hope you are well in California. I hope everybody's smooth, okay? Look, I'm going to be hanging out here with you for one more hour. And about an hour from now, they're going to tell me to shut up and I got to leave. But you can contact me for now, 855-212-4CBS. And if you can't call me, if you use social media, I'm on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. That's at JR Sport Brief. The phone is right here in front of me. I multitask, okay? And I also bring you a new top six list every Wednesday night into Thursday morning. And tonight we wanted to show some coaches love because they need love too. A lot of times we get head coaches that they get blamed, they get the boot. How about somebody like Steve Nash? And then you end up with someone who I just put on the list and Jacques Vaughn. And so let me give you a recap if you missed the top six list. At number six, I gave you Kirby Smart, just won back-to-back national championships. At number five, I gave you Mike Tomlin. Yeah, the standard is a championship, but you'd be hard-pressed to find a coach in the NFL who's had as much success as him over the past 15 years, not named Belichick or Reed. And number four, I gave you Doug Peterson, a former quarterback in the NFL who's now leading the Jacksonville Jaguars back to the playoffs with Trevor Lawrence. And number three, I gave you Dan Campbell of the Detroit Lions. This man was close to being fired, started 1-6, went 9-8, was one more victory away from the postseason. At number two, I gave you the man that succeeded Steve Nash. His name is Jacques Vaughn. Since taking over the Brooklyn Nets, they have had the best record in the entire NBA. It's an amazing thing when the basketball players actually want to play basketball. And at number one, I gave you Brian Daboll. There was no expectations for the New York Giants this year. They were, quote-unquote, going to walk the dog. The two dogs, if I should say dog, how about plural dogs, was going to be Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley. Daboll has been able to pull this entire team together. And without any type of wide receiver help, with Saquon and Daniel Jones leading the offense, they're going back to the playoffs. For the first time since, what, 16-17, when Odell Beckham Jr. decided to punch a hole in the wall in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And out of all the individuals that we discussed tonight, I think Mike Tomlin summed it up perfectly. He spoke to the pivot last year with Ryan Clark, one of his former players. Shout outs to all my folks from Louisiana at LSU. But Mike Tomlin says, I love to coach. And if there's anything that I cannot stand, it's a lazy ass coach who complains about coaching. Listen to this.
I love coaches that resist the responsibility of coaches. That talk negatively about a dude that can't learn and blah, blah. Man, if everybody could learn, we need less coaches.
Yeah, that's real.
Right? If the group didn't need management, then we wouldn't make as much. I love reading draft evals and somebody's talking about anything other than pedigree, talking about how poor somebody's hand usage is. Well, that's coaching. Right. Mm. I don't run away from coaching. I run to coaching.
Love it.
It all is in line with that not seeking comfort, because when you're a coach that's talking about somebody can't learn, you're seeking comfort because your teaching is struggling. Mm.
Pretty cool, right? And that we got people like that who do a lot of jobs. Like, you have a job, you have a task, you have something that you're supposed to do, and you complain about what it actually entails. And that suck. And sure, everybody has a reason to complain about their job. But choose a different occupation if you don't like it so damn much, especially if you have to work with people. If it's your job to instruct people. Like, what type of teacher are you? I don't care if you're teaching NFL players or you're out here teaching third graders. Why are you mad because Bobby's eating crayons? He's 6 years old. What are you doing? He's going to eat a crayon. Leave him alone. Don't be a teacher. Gets on my damn nerves, too. Anyway, speaking of head coaches, I might as well put this in here. I'm going to get to the lines in a second. 855-212-4CBS. Jim Harbaugh is out here trying to get a new job in the NFL. And Sean Payton is just, it's like the Arizona Cardinals want him in too. And if the Cardinals, look, I believe Harbaugh will be back in the NFL unless he's a complete jerk in the interviews. And I wouldn't be surprised if Sean Payton is back as well. Let's get to your calls and hear what you have to say about coaches who need and deserve some love. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Eugene, Oregon, and talk to Susan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. Thank you. I want to give some love to San Francisco 49er head coach Kyle Shanahan. I just think that having to lose one quarterback and then a second quarterback, and he just keeps his composure. So I'm just, that just makes me happy, and he deserves love.
Oh, he deserves tons of it, Susan. If Brock Purdy goes down, how far can you throw a ball? Can you play quarterback next?
I know. So he's got that worry to worry about, too. So.
Yeah, no, it's a massive storyline as to what happens with the 49ers and how far Brock Purdy could potentially take them. There's no doubt about it. Kyle Shanahan deserves some credit. Look, we are always hearing about how innovative he is with the offense and how he uses his pieces. As all of his pieces hopefully get healthy, let's see what he can do on Saturday against the Seahawks. And we know Geno Smith is probably raring to go out there and start in the playoffs. So I appreciate you, Susan, for bringing up Kyle.
All right. Thank you, JR.
No doubt about it. Good luck to those 49ers, man. Geno, Brock Purdy. What are we getting from there? 855-212-4CBS. Let's go from Eugene, Oregon to Toronto, Canada. Let's talk to Adam. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. I really appreciate you taking my call, man. I love the show so much. I would put Sean McDermott up there, man. Just the fact that, like, what he's had to deal with just this season, you know, what he's had to deal with just this season, most coaches don't even deal with in their entire, you know, 20, 30-year careers. You know, first with the Buffalo shooting in that grocery store, that was horrible. You know, the whole community felt that. And he rallied his guys together and really helped out the community in a really tough time. And then when that snowstorm hit, man, you know, having to go play a quote-unquote home game in Detroit, you know, not letting his guys get down with that. And then, of course, what happened, you know, just a couple weeks ago with the DeMar Hamlin, or last week with DeMar Hamlin, you know, just the near tragic situation with that. So, you know, I think Sean McDermott definitely deserves some love. I think he's very, very underrated as a coach, and he never lets his guys have one of those, you know, if the Bills are playing a weaker opponent, he never lets the guys perform a letdown game kind of thing, you know. And I just think he deserves a lot of love for what he's had to go through this season. Appreciate you, man. Love what you and Shep put together every night, man.
Well, thank you, Adam. I appreciate you. And you're correct. Sean McDermott has been the definition of steady since he's gotten the job. I also think there's a lot of credit that he deserves for how the offense has continued to evolve under Josh Allen. He's been able to pull in some coordinators. And now we certainly see Brian Daboll. I had him number one here on the list. He was running the show the past few years right there alongside Sean McDermott. And so he certainly deserves a lot of credit for what's taking place. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to North Carolina and talk to Josh. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
How you doing tonight, JR?
Very well, man. What's up?
Not much. I want to give a shout-out to my Tar Heels, Hubert Davis. I think he has some big shoes to fill, and I think he's doing pretty damn well.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, sure. I mean, oh, yeah, if we got to think about last year, going to the Final Four and then actually going to the championship and then almost winning the championship, most certainly. He had some gigantic shoes to fill, and he's done a great job. All things considered, I haven't watched an NC game so far this year. They're kind of average right now, right? They're good, but they're kind of just like, okay, right?
Yeah, and then Baycott just got hurt, so it's not looking too good.
I did see that. What was that, last night or a couple of days ago?
Last night against Virginia.
Yeah. So,
but I appreciate you taking my call.
No doubt, Josh. Thank you for calling from North Carolina. Yeah, I was like, yeah, Hubert Davis. I was like, that's interesting for right now. If we got to look at the last year and the last 12 months, absolutely. I mean, to just wake up and roll right into the national championship, I give him credit for that. I didn't expect that one. 855-212-4CBS. Who do we have here? We got Tim calling from Maryland. What's up, Tim? You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Jared, what's up, buddy?
What's up?
I got to go with Sean McDermott because I know, you know, I like Shep, and I know he's a Bills fan. So, you know, I got to go down that road because when he first took my call, I was like, you know, going for Ron Rivera, but Ron Rivera don't compare to Sean McDermott. I'm sorry. You know, as much as I love my team, you know, Sean McDermott has done an amazing job with that team. So, you know, I got to go with that, you know.
Reasonable.
I mean, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I said reasonable. Yeah, I just gave – well, we just heard a few reasons why Sean McDermott is deserving of tons of credit right now.
Yeah. I mean they have come through so much. I mean, of course, you know, Ron Rivera has too, but, you know, I don't know. You know, Ron Rivera is not in the playoffs. Sean McDermott is. So, you know, I can't – you know, I can't really go down that road with Ron Rivera, as much as I love my team, you know.
Yeah. And the expectations were very different for both. I believe the expectations for Washington were just to kind of see what would happen with Carson Wentz, and the expectations for the Buffalo Bills were to do exactly what they're doing now, and that's compete for a Super Bowl. I appreciate
yeah, absolutely. Time. And I think they're actually, to be honest with you, I think they're going to actually win it. I really do. I think I'm rooting for them. I mean, I am actually rooting for them big time. And I hope they do it. And look, man, you have a great show, brother. And, you know, we talk, you know, quite often. And, you know, I just love your show. And I just want you to know that. So.
Well, thank you, Tim. I appreciate you. I always enjoy talking to you as well. Okay.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you, bro. Have a good evening. Thank you so much. Shout-outs to Tim for calling from Maryland. Let's go from Maryland, and let's go back north of the border. All of our friends in Toronto. Let's talk to Alan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, sir. You have quite a following over here, and I'm spreading the good news as much as I possibly can, too. I'm going with Dusty Baker. He's the oldest manager in all four professional sports to win a World Series. He's got Jack McKean by a year. Jack was 72 in 2003.
Marlins.
And they had a tough year in 2020, his first year there. He's been there 3 years. They were 29-31, and they reached the World Series the following year, 95 and 67, and they won a World Series last year, too. And he's ninth overall in wins, first overall among African Americans. And he's coached five different teams, and he's taken a division title to all five of them. So he's this man is really something. That's just what the Astros. That's what the doctor ordered for the Astros too. He was a stabling influence, and their reputation was awful, just awful in 2019.
Yeah, a bunch of cheaters, yeah.
And he came in. That was a very good hiring. And he won a World Series as a player in 1981, and last year as a manager in 2022. He reached the World Series in 2002, and I still remember him rescuing his three-year-old son Darren from being run over by J.T. Snow. So he is a hero in that respect too. But he's ninth overall. He's ninth overall in total wins, and He has a great reputation.
Hey,
I still see that
Dusty Baker
hanging in his mouth. You know, everybody has their own quirks, and you know, good naturally joke about it. But he's a fine man, though.
I met him in
Vero Beach back in 1978, and we shared a few laughs. He was very sincere and down to earth with me. So, I really like this guy.
Take a breath. No, I like him too. Did you take a breath, Alan? Did you breathe?
Yeah. I know.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. I'm glad. Listen, I was concerned. You made me want to take a breath. Hold on.
Yeah, I have a very good heart, so it's. I'm not worried about that. My
I'm
mom
thrilled
told me
to
I have a very strong.
You got
heart.
A better one than me. I would have needed to pause a few times over. Look, here's the deal with Dusty Baker. Long story short, the man has been around baseball and in it forever, and it's nice that he actually won a World Series this time, not as a player. But as a manager, it's been a good time coming. So, Alan, I appreciate you, man. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure with you, too. Keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you, Alan. Appreciate you for calling from Toronto. It's always good talking to Alan. Hey, Shep, do you think he inhales, like, oxygen before he talks? Like takes a big gulp? You think he got a machine in his house or something?
He loves your show. When he gets on, he just loses it. He can't help himself. Like, he's never not stayed on the line. He's probably called your show since I've been with you. I want to say maybe 300 times.
300 times?
Yeah. Yep. Not once.
I here 300? Have I been here 300 times?
Well, you've been here for over 3 years now, just hosting nationally on a full-time basis five times a week.
Let's do some math. There's 52 weeks in a year, right?
Yeah.
So let's round that. Let's just go to 50. Call it flat.
That's 250 shows, and then we talk. Now it's basically a full 3 years for you. That's 750 shows. So I would say Alan conservatively has called probably less than half of that time. So
I'm gonna do 1,000 shows by the end of this year. More than 1,000, right?
Congratulations, man. Amy's got to be over 2,000 by now.
Well, good for Amy. She's ain't talking about Amy.
That's
right
true.
Now.
That's true. But it's when he gets on your show. He lights up. He completely lights up, man. He just can't help himself.
Maybe we should give the show to him.
No, JR.
Yeah, Alan Sprint. Hold on, wait. Hold on, wait.
Yeah.
Let's talk to someone randomly. Let's talk to Jason from Cleveland. Let's see if he can cooperate. Hey, Jason.
Hey, I don't know how I can follow that up, man.
Well, don't worry about it. Don't worry. I don't need you to follow that up.
That was good stuff. You better give him some oxygen if he's going to go in the booth. But
slow down, Jason. You talking a lot too. Slow down. You talking a lot too. Slow down. Should we give the show to Alan?
You know, he's a good guest, but no, I like you, man, very much.
You wouldn't want to listen. What if Alan just had? If we let Alan talk for an hour, you wouldn't tune in?
Comedy is good, but, you know, certain things in small doses, right?
Oh, okay. All right. They say that about a lot of things, everything in moderation. Hey, who's a coach that deserves a lot of love, Jason?
I was going to double up on the Shanahan because he lost the Miami coach, and he brought a couple of the players with him. I know they had a lot of high picks a couple years back on that D-line. But other than that, they've been making do pretty well. And going back to Shanahan's previous stops, everywhere he's went, he's got it done. I think, was he in Atlanta when they went to the Super Bowl?
You being funny, right? You're joking, right?
Yeah, let's just say yeah. But he did good in Washington, did good in Atlanta. Last time Cleveland had an offense that sent a bunch of people to the Pro Bowl, he was there. So he makes do with what he has and without a lot of noise. Yeah. The only thing I'm wondering if it's going to be a Philly, San Fran, NFC championship. It's going to be like the Fentanyl Bowl or something.
Oh, my God. Well, let's see what Purdy can do on the way there, okay? If he can go. Hey, Jason, thank you for calling from Cleveland. I heard it rocks, okay?
Thank you for taking the call.
Absolutely. It's Shep telling me I need to watch The Price is Right with Drew Carey. I'm like, no, no thanks.
He's not bad.
Fine, I'll never find out. Wow, thank you for bringing up the Super Bowl with the Falcons. We appreciate that here in Georgia. Thank you. Thank you so much, Kyle Shanahan. What a guy. He's going to win a Super Bowl eventually one day. And everybody's going to go, why didn't you do that with Atlanta, you bum?
JR, he's known for blowing double-digit leads in fourth quarters in Super Bowls. Like, he didn't just do it in Atlanta. You know that.
Yeah, well, we saw what happened with the 49ers and Garoppolo and the
right.
We've seen that.
It's not a foregone conclusion he wins a Super Bowl.
I think so.
I know he makes magic with quarterbacks in the regular season, whether it's Trey or Jimmy or Mr. Irrelevant, but, I mean, he chokes in big games. You know that.
Nothing is guaranteed, but I believe if Shanahan is around coaching for the next 10, he's going to be one of those dudes who coaches for the next 10, 15 years. I think he's eventually going to win one. That's just me. And when he does, I'm going to say, well, thank you for 28-3. But that's enough of those references. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side, 855-212-4CBS. If you can't call or if the lines are flipping busy, which they typically are, I'm looking at them right now, you can tweet me. I'm at JR Sport Brief. We're going to talk about some more coaches who deserve love on the other side here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I just want to say, JR, you're the man. All these other radio shows, you hear the same boring stuff. And you know what I'm saying? I love how you bring them callers in.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I know we've been talking about coaches who deserve a lot of love in the world of sports right now. Unfortunately, we know about the NFL head coaches who have already been given the boot. But Rob Saleh is the head coach of the New York Jets. He hasn't gone anywhere, but his offensive coordinator is. He's a LaFleur. No, he's not Matt LaFleur of the Green Bay Packers. He is Mike LaFleur, his brother, and he's led the New York Jets offense for the past two seasons. Unfortunately, with Zach Wilson at the helm and amongst his injuries as well, he has led the New York Jets offense to absolutely nowhere. I mean, they bring on a tight end and Uzama from Cincinnati, don't have too much success. There's a lot of reshuffling of the offensive line. Their big game-breaking running back who they selected in the draft, Breece Hall, he went down to an injury. So despite all of the going-ons of the New York Jets offense, the injuries, the issues, the Zach Wilson problem, they were still running in place. And I think Mike LaFleur kind of sealed his own fate last week when he told the media, with no problem, he's like, oh, yeah, sure, we should have done a better job developing Zach Wilson, and we have failed in that regard, and we should have signed a veteran, and I could have done better. We all could have done better. Well, you're the easiest dude to get rid of. And so Mike LaFleur is gone. So the New York Jets, you think about their offense, they certainly have weapons. Breece Hall says he will be ready for the season. You have Garrett Wilson, who had an amazing year for a rookie wide receiver. And then you have offensive linemen who should be getting healthy, although the New York Jets can still improve there. They have other weapons that weren't happy. Elijah Moore not happy getting the ball, and Denzel Mims is in cobwebs. And so the New York Jets are going to look for consistent quarterback play as well as a new offensive coordinator next year. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's get back to coaches who deserve love, not the ones who got fired. Dave is calling from Sacramento. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Yeah, I'll be quick. I got to say, I'm not even a fan of Seattle, but Pete Carroll, man. I mean, not only did he turn around USC, right, what he's done in the past, get a couple championships there. They hadn't had any in a long time. But then he goes to Seattle, and that team is always in it, always relevant. And then who does he have this year? They got the fourth smallest payroll in the entire NFL. They lose their star quarterback, and he's like, Geno Smith? Yeah, that's fine. Let's roll with him. And they're back in the playoffs.
Yeah,
I mean, that dude's got to get all the love from me. And I'm not even a fan of Seattle. But
can you imagine if the Seahawks beat the 49ers this weekend? Wouldn't that be something?
They might. The problem is, who's on their team? I mean, what do they got? Lockett?
And Walker.
And who do they have? And they're still winning games. They're competitive. Yeah. I mean, I got to hand it to the coaching staff, man. They prepare. They do well.
Well, I know Pete Carroll is he's enjoying this, and I guess Russell Wilson, he's going to watch on TV, or he'll be playing in the backyard, I guess.
All right, well, thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you, Dave, for calling from Sacramento. Let's go from one side of the country to the other. Let's talk to Robbie in Jacksonville. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, JR? How you doing tonight, man?
I'm very well, man.
So basically, not going to take up much of your time. Just want to give a little love to Josh Heupel. He's been doing an awesome job at Tennessee, completely turned the program around. And then one more thing, I'll take it off the air. You already brought up Doug Peterson. Go Jags. Can't wait for this weekend. Hopefully we can beat the Chargers again. I'll take it off the air, man.
Well, thank you, Robbie, for calling from Jacksonville. Yeah, Tennessee was in that conversation until Hooker went down, and then we all know that they also lost to the Bulldogs. So they were certainly in there, the conversation throughout the whole season to potentially get into the college football playoff. And I think in his second year, you're correct, he's done an amazing job. There ain't no doubt about it. 855-212-4CBS. Cisco, calling from Boston. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, man?
How are you?
I think all the coaches from, you know, Boston, I'm Oklahoma, but all the coaches from up here from the Northeast, from Cora to, Belichick, to even D-May, unfortunately, to him, but, you know, and even the coach for the Bruins, even though this is his first year, but, you know, the results speak for themselves.
Cisco, you're on a bad line, man, but did you say Bill Belichick?
Yeah, so the thing is, can you hear me?
Yeah, now I hear you better. What did you do with the phone? Were you sitting on it?
No, I'm just driving. I'm on speakerphone, so I just
put it close to my mouth. Well, that sucks. Come on, Cisco. You calling a radio show? You going to have me on speaker like I'm your next-door neighbor? What's that about?
All right, my bad.
Do better.
Well, I do believe Belichick, because the thing is, I think Belichick's philosophy is, you know, hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. I don't think he really looks for just talented players. Obviously, talented players are needed to win in the league. Yeah.
Cisco, I'm going to cut you off to save time here, man. We're talking about coaches who deserve love right now for what they have done right now, what they have recently done, or what they're getting ready to do. Belichick don't fit that right now.
I mean, I think he do, because he give people opportunities. You know what
no,
I mean?
What's the results?
I mean, he got a pretty...
No, you laughed.
You know,
what's the results? Not what you mean. What are the results right now?
All right. We didn't make the playoffs this year.
Okay.
I still think Belichick, you know, deserves a lot of credit for what he's been able to accomplish.
Oh, we ain't talking about – absolutely. If I was doing a top six list of greatest coaches, he'd be there, but that ain't what we're talking about right now. Achievement Award. What's Bill Belichick doing now, watching film? Is he hitting Mac Jones in the basement? What is he doing?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, you got to work with what you have. You know what I'm saying? I think if any other coach
who pick,
coach
well, who picks it?
Huh?
Who picks it? Who picks the guys?
He do pick the guys.
Now, who picked the guys to run the offense?
I don't necessarily. So it's 1 year, though. Okay. It's 1 year. This is 1 year. And, right, this year. We're talking about this year. But
yeah, we are. Exactly. That's why I'm telling you that if we were talking about the best coaches of all time, I would be lauding Bill Belichick. I probably spend more often than not defending him for people who give him crap. But if I'm talking about, I know everything about Bill Belichick and what he's done and what he's accomplished, dating back to the 80s. But if I'm talking about right now, he ain't on this list. If we want to talk about the past, yes. But he is not in, let's shower him with praise and love for what he did and what he accomplished, because he ain't it right now. Not this moment. You would have to agree with that. You don't have to defend the guy for 15 years.
You're right. So I guess I'll call back, you know, a year from now. It is my first time calling, man. It's my first time hearing your show. It's kind of late out here on the West Coast, on the East Coast. So, but it seems like a good show, man. Your line
seems
busy,
like a
so.
Good show. Well,
yeah,
thank
I
you,
mean,
Cisco.
Well, this is the first time I'm hearing it. I only been hearing it for about 30
well,
minutes. So
let me save you some.
Show.
Let me save you some time with other people in their shows. Yep. Other shows on other stations, they suck. Okay. All right, Cisco.
All right, man. Thanks.
Thank you, Cisco, for calling from Boston. Oh, they do. Other shows suck. It's the JR Sport Brief show. It's the best. Nah, I didn't say it. I'm just repeating what all these other people say. I say what I feel like. Hey, Marco Belletti, I could say what I want, right?
Damn right.
You damn right. Say what the hell I... Hey, Shep, I could say what I want, right?
Yeah.
You damn right I can. It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. The other shows suck. Don't waste your time.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I appreciate you being the show for the people. I stumbled on your show one night, and I've been listening to it for about 2 months now. I drive trucks at night, and I appreciate that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. We got a bunch of callers on the line. They got a bunch of things to say about a bunch of head coaches. We're talking about current current head coaches who deserve love, like right now. Not because of anything that they've done over the past 10, 15, 20 years, but now, like recently, getting ready to do. Let me give you my top six list one more time, and I'll encourage you to do this. If you missed the list last hour, free Odyssey app. Hit rewind. At number six, I gave you Kirby Smart. At number five, I gave you Mike Tomlin. At number four, I gave you Doug Peterson. At number three, I gave you Dan Campbell. At number two, I gave you Jacques Vaughn. At number one, I gave you the New York Giants head coach, Brian Daboll. Basically, went into a rebuilding situation with rebuilding players and no players. And here he is in the playoffs with a good chance, I believe, to maybe upset the Minnesota Vikings. They can certainly do so. I'm going to pick the phone lines up. It's 855-212-4CBS. You can also tweet me at JR Sport Brief. I'm looking at Twitter right now. People always sending me funny things and wild things. Well, I just looked at a funny tweet. Where'd it go? Mr. CEO. He says, at JR Sport Brief. A coach who deserves some love, he would say Deion Sanders. In a couple of years, he's elevated the nation's attention to embrace our greatness. I guess he's talking about black folks. While also bringing accountability to a conference that definitely needs it. Mr. CEO says, great show, man. He's talking about Jackson State. He's talking about HBCUs. And now Deion Sanders is in Colorado. 855-212-4CBS. We got a lot of people on the line, please. Just be cognizant of time so we can try to get on as many people as possible. Greg is calling from Detroit.
Hey, JR.
What's up, Greg? Go ahead, please.
Hey, man. Yeah, I just wanted to call and talk about Dan Campbell and what he's done for the city of Detroit. I mean, it's just, I don't have words for it, man. I mean, this guy has taken a 30-40 year dead team and just raised it beyond words, man. I don't have anything, and he did it all in 1 year.
You don't want to bring Schwartz back?
What's that?
You don't want to bring Schwartz back? No? I'm just.
Nah, I think I'll
what about Matt Patricia? Do you miss him? You miss
Patricia? I like Jim Schwartz. He was a good guy and everything, but he
what
couldn't
about Patricia?
Get... What's that?
What about Patricia? You miss Matt Patricia?
I think I'll pass on that one for sure.
Okay. Now, I hear you, Dan. It's amazing to see everything that Dan Campbell said about the city. He has certainly embodied it. And I can't wait until he punches some old lady crossing the street. That might be next, and he'll bite her kneecaps. Do that next. Hey, I appreciate you, Greg.
Okay, thanks a lot, JR. Just keep Dan Campbell on the front burner, man.
Oh, no, absolutely. I like that guy. I like anybody who says crazy things. I'm going to bite kneecaps and then twist ankles, and I'm going to punch you in the eye. And that's my type of guy. Let's go to Homer calling from Pittsburgh. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how are you doing today, man?
Very well.
So I just want to say I love your show, but I disagree on this one thing. Tomlin, man, I love him as a Steelers fan. I just don't understand where you're coming from because he hasn't won us anything in the playoffs in 6 years.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, Homer. Go back to the beginning of this hour on the Odyssey app, and I spent 4 whole minutes responding to what you just said.
I got you, man. I missed that. I'm sorry to interrupt your show then.
No, you're not interrupting the show. You're contributing to it. I'll put it to you this way, Homer. You don't know what you got till it's gone.
No, I hear you, man. I don't want to lose that man because he is one of the best coaches. I've had two coaches since I've been alive in this city. And he is incredible. Well, but the past 6 years, I'm saying right now,
oh
I
my
just
God.
Don't think where he's at.
Homer, I'll save you time without giving you the full 4 minutes. It's not just about the past 6 years. I'll put it to you this way. Don't be a spoiled brat, okay, Homer? What are you, 20
yes,
years
sir.
Old? You 25?
I'm 31, sir.
You're spoiled. Don't be spoiled, Homer, okay?
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you for calling from Pittsburgh. Spoiled brat, spoiled Steeler fan. Oh, my God, for the past 6 years, what have we done? Come on, man. We just talked about the Lions. Talk about the Jaguars. Relax, please. Joe is calling from Seattle. What's up, Joe?
Hey, well, first of all, best show on the air, man. Love it. My vote goes to Dan Campbell, man. They went from 3-13-1 to 9-8, and that guy just at the beginning of the year when things weren't looking good, no matter what, he believed. You could tell he had a lot of heart. He pushed. If I'm a Lions fan, I'm excited for next year, right? I'm giddy. I can't wait to get it going. You know.
I know this sounds ridiculous to say, but can you imagine if in a few years they win a Super Bowl? Is Dan Campbell going to get words out, or is he going to cry? He's going to give the most epic speech. He's like the Ron Artest of football coaches. Can you imagine what that will sound like if he ever wins a title?
He's going to hug everybody. He's going to go around and hug you, me, everyone in the city. I mean, I'm a Patriots fan, and that last caller that said Belichick. No, I'm nervous for next year, right? Belichick did lots of stuff, but I'm nervous for next year. If I'm a Lions fan, I'm pumped. I cannot wait to get this going, right?
Right. Let's put Bill Belichick. I'd pay to see Bill Belichick in a room with Dan Campbell. I'm sure it's fun, but I'd pay for that. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
No doubt. Joe calling from Seattle. Tony from Toronto, go ahead.
Yeah, I think the coach that deserves a lot of love and credit is Mike McCarthy. This man seems to be under the microscope by everyone, media especially. I don't know what more they expect of him. He's 12-5 back-to-back. With a quarterback that missed basically a third of the season, an owner that's, you know, big ego and, you know, rightly so. He can do what he wants. He's the owner, but he has to deal with that. You got two running backs that both want time with the ball, you know, and professionals that they are, justly so again, and so he's got to deal with that. You lost your wide receiver for quite a while. You lost another one to Amari Cooper in trade, and you still are back at 12-5 going to the playoffs.
Well,
I don't know what he has to do more to
nothing.
Get.
Nothing. He has to win a Super Bowl, which is going to be tough. And if he doesn't, one day Jerry Jones is going to put too much salt on his Egg McMuffin, and then he's going to fire him just because. So, yeah, Mike McCarthy is in the same boat of needing a Lifetime Achievement Award for dealing with a crap owner just like Ron Rivera. I appreciate you, Tony.
All right.
No doubt about it. Tanner's calling from San Jose.
Hey, how's it going? I'm sorry I didn't hear anything that you just said leading into the intro. My bad.
I said, hey, you're Tanner, right, from San Jose?
Well, that is a completely true statement, sir. Yes, I am.
So what do you have to say? You're talking to the country. What's up?
I was gonna vote for Dusty Baker. Obviously, I'm a Niners homer, Giants homer, Warriors homer. You know, Bay Area. But I was going to go a different way with this. I think that Josh McDaniels is going to need all the love in the world if he does not come up with something to pair with Devontae Adams and Josh Jacobs and Darren Waller and everything else. He needs to build the defense and whatnot. But if he does not, he is going to get booed out of town, and they already started doing it at the end of last game. And I'm a Niner fan, so that's I'm just talking on that point, too. It's he's going to need it. And he's proven that he's not been a good head coach. I mean, in the NFL, he's a great coordinator.
Tanner, have you seen what the Raiders owner looks like?
Dude, if I could give haircuts like that for $100, man, I'd be a billionaire.
Tanner is a jerk. Hey, Tanner, I like you. Thank you for calling from San Jose.
All right, thank
no
you.
Doubt. Tanner came by and he's just like, I say, have you seen the man? I was going to compliment the amazing dress of Mark Davis, and he insults the man's haircut. Hey, Shep, you should get a Dumb and Dumber haircut, no?
Amazing and Mark Davis do not belong in the same sentence, JR.
No. You should get a haircut like him.
I'm good. Thank you.
No, you don't want one?
I like my hair.
Your hair looks nice. It looks
I don't
nice.
Want to be laughed at.
If I was white, I'd have hair like you.
I appreciate that. Thank you, man.
I can't do it, though. I could, but I won't. I look stupid. Stick with my afro. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We'll be back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Thank you, Shep. Thank you, everybody listening across North America. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio. Amy Lawrence is up next, and they're going to tell me to shut up, and now I'm gone.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.